Spears broadside, Civil Rights for the Poor in Santa Cruz.
Driving down the interstate, listening to some sounds. I hear the verdict like a shot, the gavel striking down. What had that jury seen or heard to be of such a mind? And if a picture's worth a thousand words, then all 12 must be blind. Oh, people, can we get along? This is not the way to change. It's gotta stop, it's wrong. And when the smoke burns down to ash and the broken glass is swept, when the blood-stained concrete streets are washed and the bitter tears are wept, in anger and in pain, the questions still remain. Are we a government of laws or a government of men? With liberty and justice for whom and when? How long must people struggle to earn a decent life? In and out of trouble, poverty and strife. Years of insult and neglect, now how can people cope? Beaten down and left behind, with no jobs and no hope. And oh, people, can we get along? This is not the way to change. It's got to stop, it's wrong. And when the smoke burns down to ash and the broken glass is swept, when the blood-stained concrete streets are washed and the bitter tears are wept, in anger and in pain, the questions still remain. Are we a government of laws or a government of men? With liberty and justice for whom and when? Streets of anger, streets of rage, of every race and every age. To loot and burn, to shoot and kill, and leave 50 people cold and still. A city of the angels, consumed in hell like fury. While 4 white cops are walking free, I say jail that judge and jury. And oh, people, can we get along? This is not the way to change. It's got to stop, it's wrong. And when the smoke burns down to ash and the broken glass is swept, when the blood-stained concrete streets are washed and the bitter tears are wept, in anger and in pain, the questions still remain. Are we a government of laws or a government of men? With liberty and justice for whom and when? With liberty and justice for whom and when? With liberty and justice for whom and when? Oh,
And that was Mark Levy from Born to be Wired singing Can We Get Along? It's on tape, it's on CD, and it's of course about the Simi Valley police officers who were freed after beating Rodney King. Actually, they were LA police officers, but they were tried in Simi Valley. You're tuned to 96.3 FM, Free Radio Santa Cruz. I'm your host, Bathrobes Peer Robert Norse. The July 23rd, 1998 edition of Bathrobes Peer's Broadsides is here before you. We are having phone problems, however, today. Not an unusual thing. And you can't reach us in the studio. You can, however, give your comments to me at the HUF line, the line for Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom, HUF, at 423-HUF, 423-4833. So if anything that I say on this show, any of the interviews you hear in the next 2 hours, lead you to want to respond, or if you have some questions, give me a call at 423-HUF. Leave me a question and a contact point or number where you can be reached, and I'll try to get back to you. Again, this is 96.3 FM, Free Radio Santa Cruz, Micro Power Radio, Community Radio, your radio, radio with the people's beat. We are facing attack from the Federal Communications Commission. Free Radio Berkeley has already been forced off the air onto the internet, where it broadcasts regularly. And San Francisco Liberation Radio, last I heard, is still off. However, radio stations and people concerned about First Amendment rights are not taking this with their mouths taped shut. No, we're continuing to broadcast at some risk to ourselves. And we're also going to be protesting this weekend, July 25th, in Monterey. The California Association of Broadcasters has its annual meeting down there in Monterey, and those of us who are concerned that the real pressure behind the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission's attack on small radio stations under 100 watts that don't interfere with anything, that don't create any problems, but that apparently pose some kind of concern to large corporate entities like the National Association of Broadcasters and their little California brother, the California Association of Broadcasters. Anyway, the California Association of Broadcasters is meeting on Saturday, 2 days from today, and I think I will be down there, and hopefully you will be down there, telling the California Association of Broadcasters that we need stations like Free Radio Santa Cruz, Free Radio Berkeley, Free Radio Monterey, Free Radio Watsonville, Free Radio San Jose. We need these stations because they are a real, genuine voice for the community that is accessible. The community members can get on this radio station. You don't need to spend lots of money for advertising. You don't need to be selected as politically correct. If you have something to say that you need to say, we have public service announcements available. Just leave a message on the voicemail at 427-4523 or leave a message on our email at frsc@cruzio.com. In any case, you're invited to come down and tell the California Association of Broadcasters to let the First Amendment be. Leave the Constitution alone. Let the people use the airwaves as they were intended to do. That's going to be at 1 o'clock in Monterey at Monterey City Hall Park in Monterey, California, at Pacific and Madison Streets. And if you're interested in going on this, give me a call at 423-HUF, 423-4833. I'm pretty sure I'll be taking a car load of people down. You can also contact the voicemail number I gave before, 427-4523, and speak to Free Radio. Leave a contact point, message where you can, place where you can be reached. And imagine around noon is when we're going to be leaving. Hopefully, I'll even swing by the town clock around noon. If there's any room, I'll try to take some additional people, though I don't have much room in this car. It's like a four-person, sometimes five-person car. And there is a chance I may not be able to go because of a prior engagement, but it's looking more likely. So again, rally against the California Association of Broadcasters' attack on free speech and the free airwaves. That's at 1 p.m. on July 25th, Saturday, down at Monterey City Hall Park at Pacific and Madison Streets. And the convoy, such as it may be, assemble at the town clock at noon. We'll see if we can roll there. Unfortunately, this will be an hour before the Food Not Bombs meal, so you got to bring your own crackers or whatever. If you want more information on this and you have access to a computer, go to www.freeradio.org. Again, www.freeradio.org. And if you want to get more specific information about how the California Association of Broadcasters is trampling on your rights and snitching on good people who are simply trying to speak out and use their First Amendment rights and use the airwaves, give a call to Free Radio Berkeley at 510-594-8082. Again, go get your pencils. 510-594-8082. Free Radio Berkeley is circulating a petition of support for Free Radio. We are still trying to get the Santa Cruz City Council, that great liberal city council, to do what the Berkeley City Council unanimously did 2 weeks ago, which is to endorse Free Radio Berkeley and the right of Free Radio Berkeley to broadcast and to deplore the action by the FCC, the courts, the National Association of Broadcasters, to attempt to shut off this very important public voice. So if you've missed any of these phone numbers, dates, or times, just leave me a message at 423-HUFF, 423-4833. My apologies that we haven't got an operational phone line in here. Part of it is frequently my problem because I'm not too good at making sure that the phone lines are all connected. Sometimes it's just a matter of a delicate touch, but I think we're having phone connection problems in terms of the bill. And again, Free Radio Berkeley needs your help. We're looking for a place to be. We're looking for money to be able to pay these expenses. And if you like our broadcasting schedule, if you like the kinds of things you hear on the air, then support them. Give a call to the voicemail at 427-4523 and let us know you support them. Well, we've got a number of things happening today. Most of what I'm going to be doing is taped interviews. I'm hoping to have a live interview with Becky Johnson here earlier, or I should say later today. She's been investigating the needle exchange situation, and she kind of put on tape for me a brief 6-minute interview with a needle exchange people. They're apparently under some attack. Later in the program, I'm hoping she'll be able to come into the studio and give us some of the specifics that the folks involved with the needle exchange program either didn't mention or felt they couldn't mention because of their public position. We're going to be hearing from Rose of San Diego. We heard from her about a week ago. She's an activist with the People's Establishment and with Streetlight, the homeless newspaper in San Diego. San Diego, as those of you who have been listening may remember, is a large city, more than 1.5 million, that has thousands and thousands of homeless people. And there are 2,000 or 3,000 of them that have no shelter and yet face harassment and arrest for being in public spaces. A problem that, of course, the Santa Cruz homeless share with their sleeping ban problem, where we have this law which after 11 o'clock at night makes people subject to $162 tickets if they either fall asleep or cover up with blankets. In San Diego, there are similar statutes. They use a state code that actually makes it a misdemeanor to, quote, lodge, which was used in different cities in the early 90s and the late 80s to harass people who were sitting in one place with their backpack. Well, what's happened this last weekend in San Diego was horrendous, and as I believe I mentioned on the Sunday show, police began seizing people's bedding without warning. Well, they gave them a very brief warning. They had told the organizers of the People's Establishment, a protest that had been in front of City Hall for 4 months now, every night, cleaning up after themselves, maintaining discipline and peace at that demonstration, and really providing for themselves a safe place for people to sleep at essentially no cost to the city, or very little cost, probably much less cost than had all these people gone to individual hidey holes and made a mess in different places, or been isolated from each other and so been subject to the vicissitudes of the street. In any case, this protest went on for 4 months and is still going on even now, but the consequence of police moving in on Saturday morning and essentially seizing masses of people's bedding and personal property has been that people have been frightened away. Most of the homeless people who were there have been frightened away to other areas of the city where they're similarly being harassed. It's kind of a strange counterproductive policy. You would think that if the San Diego police want to remove homeless people from this City Hall concourse area downtown, apparently in preparation for the arrival of the glitzy musical Miss Saigon, which is actually, I think it's opening tonight or tomorrow night in San Diego. I'm here, there. You would think that they would simply, once they'd left the concourse, once the homeless people had left, they would simply leave them alone, or at least harass them less. But no, apparently they've gotten a taste for it, and they're being harassed in other places. The police and city authorities don't like homeless people organizing. It makes them nervous. So we're going to have an interview about that whole situation from Rose. In fact, I think we're going to play that interview now. Enough from me. Let's hear what they are saying down in San Diego.
July 21st, 1998. It's an interview with Rose at about 20 to 10 in the morning. She's in San Diego.
Hey, Rose, you there?
Yes, I am.
So, what's your full name?
I go by the name of Rose, but my name is Yvonne Goody.
And Rose, you've been with the People's Establishment protest demonstration in San Diego for a couple of months?
Yes.
And I guess every night you and hundreds of other homeless people in San Diego have been sleeping out at the concourse downtown, which is both the city hall and kind of the entertainment center?
Correct. But we have to make this short.
Okay.
Okay, because we're waiting on the attorney to call back on Roger.
Uh-huh. Do you have a call waiting on that phone?
Or? No, we don't.
Okay, well, let's make it real quick then.
Okay.
So you say Roger Scott was arrested yesterday. Can you describe for me what happened?
Okay, Roger was sitting on the wall that the fountain's on, and he got down from the wall. He had his piece of cardboard with the United States flag tacked to it, mm-hmm. and he wanted to give himself a glass of water. We've got a big jug of water there. So he put the sign up on the wall right next to the water, and he had something holding it while he was getting his water. And the police officer came and grabbed it. And Roger turned around and said, "Excuse me, that's my property. That's my First Amendment right to have a sign." The officer says, "No, it's not your property." Roger says, "Give me back my sign. It's my property." The officer then, with three other officers, dragged him around the corner so that the people could not see. So the people, of course, rushed over there to both make sure that, you know, they're not hurting Roger. And what we see is Roger, they threw him on the ground, okay? And Roger was in the cross position with his legs crossed, his arms outstretched. And they were kneeing him in the back. They were hitting him with their elbows. They kept on yelling, "Don't resist us." And he was not resisting at all with his arms already outstretched and his legs crossed.
Right.
At that point, they sat there. They handcuffed him. They told him to get up. And now he's laying down flat on his face with his hands back behind him so he can't get up. They grabbed the nunchucks, wrapped it around his arm, and yanked him up. They had already ripped off his brand new shirt from him, okay, and that was the last time that we saw Roger. When Roger called to let us know that he was there, he was at the police station, mm-hmm. and that he needed medical treatment and they would not provide it. We tried getting a hold of 911 and having them go down to the police station to give him medical treatment, since the police would not give him any medical treatment. He called this morning. I asked him, I said, "Did you get any medical treatment?" No, he didn't They would not let him have any.
What medical treatment did he need?
His shoulder's all messed up. I mean, the skin is ripped off of it. They yanked him so bad that he has bruises from the nunchucks, and he cannot move the shoulder that well.
Mm-hmm.
He is in, and he's in, his back is killing him. He was actually almost to tears when he was on the phone to me.
And has he been further abused at the jail, or has he been...
Yes, they took him into a bathroom with the lights off, demanded a urine sample from him. He refused.
Mm-hmm.
When they walked out of the bathroom, they had a vial of urine, and he did not give them any urine sample.
Really?
Yes.
Sounds like kind of a combination of violence and...
Well, see, right now they're trying to sit there and say that he assaulted an officer. He has at least 10 witnesses, and one of them is a reliable witness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
She is a officer of the court.
Mm-hmm.
And she says he never struck anyone. He complied all the way.
What's the name of the witness?
I cannot give that out at this time because we wish to keep her anonymous until we go to court because we are so afraid that the police will make sure that that person disappears.
Now, what time did all this happen?
It happened between 5 and 5:30.
Yesterday afternoon?
Yes.
And then you stayed through the night there at the concourse?
No, I came back to Streetlight because I was so upset. I went back down there. I was going to stay there. I was going to do my prayer vigil, and the police told me I could not pray with my eyes closed, that if I wanted to pray, I had to leave the concourse.
Any news media there?
Yes, we've had KOGO, which has really been a very good supporter of ours. In fact, we had went on to one of their talk shows to fix somebody, okay? And he sat there, and we had, you know, where the people could call in, and we had two people that called in. One of them was wanting to hire 10 good men. He came out here with applications. We had 16 men standing there ready to fill out the applications. He hired 2 immediately. They are working for him.
And how long ago was this?
This was Wednesday or Thursday last.
Did the media cover this assault on Roger Scott?
Nobody. We didn't even have a camera. Our camera is broken. We do not have the funds to get another camera. Is there any way that you can call back on the other line?
Sure, what's the other line?
Okay. Or we'll call you back on the other line.
All right, well, I'll call you in a bit. Don't worry about it.
Okay, well, the fax line one is
338-8048. Okay.
Okay, because we really need the office.
Sure.
Okay, thank you so much, Robert.
Okay, Rose.
Bye.
Okay, Big Issue conference call coming up. It's around 12:57 on July 21st.
Hello.
Hello. Anybody home? Ooh, I guess I'm alone. Hey, Angelo, Robert here.
Hey, Robert.
How goes it? Are you dying of the heat over there?
Yeah, we sure are.
Wow. You know, have you heard about San Diego?
What?
San Diego has a demonstration of about 200 to 250 homeless people sleeping out every night in front of City Hall.
No.
They had for 3.5 months. And
yeah, we did hear about that.
Yeah, the police moved in 3 days ago, so I'm trying to get people to kind of put an appeal in their paper, a story from Forrest, who's doing the story.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask that be put out on the internet and so forth. What's happening in your neck of the woods?
I have too much of anything. They're going to do the licensing thing within the next month.
Oh, shit. So what impact does that have on your paper?
It's going to be free. The license will be free. It shouldn't have any impact.
Oh, okay.
Plus we're working on wording, changing some wording that they want us to change.
And until we got to that last speaker, we were talking to Rose and I guess Roger Scott in San Diego. You're tuned to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM, the People's Participation Station. We wish you could do more participating, but... bills have got to be paid too. Until that happens, not much happens participation wise. I want to thank Tony Treadway, a DJ who was on earlier today, for making available part of a tape of the last Bathrob Spears broadsides last Sunday. We've had some problems in the studio. Apparently, tapes are disappearing, and I know perhaps everybody's had that problem who's a broadcaster here. I'm particularly concerned with the shows I do and the interviews I do, because often I leave kind of unique tapes here, and this is really more for the broadcasters who are listening than the general audience. But if anybody knows where the July 12th Sunday tape, tape one, is, and it was here in the studio on Friday morning being played as a loop tape, please, please give me a call at 423-HUFF, 423-4833. I need that tape. It has a very important interview with Peace and Freedom Party activist Mike Smith about the Charles Vaughn Sr. shooting, the fellow who was shot in Seaside. And more important than that, it's really important that within our free radio collective that folks respect each other's tapes, and I guess the issue will be brought up at a subsequent meeting. We have biweekly collective meetings, but I do appreciate folks listening to this show, and I appreciate having tapes of the show that I can then play later on. It's really important to be able to pass this on at other times to folks with through loop tapes. Well, let us take a musical break.
Rich in the womb, as you say, with a silver spoon in the mouth. Born female, learned early to work, but never had to labor. The luxury life is a knife in the heart and mind. Every day, all day, nothing to do but waste your time. Time to marry, time to mold the life. Father and mother choose husband and wife. Met him, liked him, married him, love him, lucky. God gives some the peaceful and loving life. Gone the easy time, come the children, love the children, teach the children. Hit your children now, they hit you later when you're old. Find a good road, a natural life, good politics start at home. Move to England, love England. Like to live among, learn from all manner of people. Find a new home, the English move away. Don't know why the English move away. Don't cry for the old life. Work brings independence, self-respect and pride. But Grunwick wants slaves and silence. The watchdog creep behind you, white man. Brown woman like a school child asked to leave the line. Children could be crying or dying home. Got to do overtime. Management bleed and bleach and trample. They hire neither man nor woman, just a worker. A pair of hands for the wage, the heart opens. One, then 20, then 40, 160. Call in union, call in union. English students and English policemen. More than a year, every day, all day, late in the night and in dark morning. Learn to think, learn to speak the English, join the English. wife are fighting, inside crying. Now the husbands are proud to see the sorry on the picket line. What matter that the strike was lost? The enemy showed his face. Employers, management, labor, and union leaders. Ambition and secret, scheming and shame. Apex was alone, worthy of its name. Strike was lost, the fighting is further on. The ladies take the lesson home to husbands and children. The crime to ask for a real life. The judgment blacklisted.